what day I got hooked up to the mighty internet. I was spoken to a world that I'd never forget. Websites, chat rooms, IRC, and my video streams. Online multimedia that looked like LSD dreams. Then I got my hands on something called UFPP. I was told that I could have what I wanted for free. Went on to some guy's FTP 1-to-4 ratio. Upload my small file and download Super Mario. Then I heard of something called an MP3 player. Had something to do with music compression and layer. Didn't give a damn about the facts given to me. Just wanted to download songs without buying a CD. Later at the Vivo, Cody's compressed on the net. Download one movie for a night as much as I could get. Titanic took a couple more, but that's where it went wild. It was like Christmas every day, and I was a rich man's child. Soon enough, the downloads had to come straight back to me. Turns out it was the feds who ran that awesome MPP. We're setting up a trap for all us online criminals. The same fuck free speech and corrupted I used, it's all a load of bull. One more game, one more app, one more cereal, one more crack. Where's are the only thing for me? Yeah. One more game, one more app, one more cereal, one more crack. Someone give the crack for Duke 3D. DCC something, IRC gifts to everyone. Need a crack for PaintShop Pro in seconds, download's done. Stupid people buy domains with wires in the name. When they're shut down, I am pissed off, but they're the ones to blame. Quake 2 came out in Denmark 2 days from the USA. But thanks to FTPing, I had my copy in a day. Unreal was just that, unreal, on my bandwidth supply. Took 3 weeks to get it, it sucked, I asked myself why. Got a CD burner with just two uses in mind. To download, copy, and burn everything that I could find. Sell the disc for friends for only $7 a pop. $5 for the disc, $2 for my plan, $7 for Photoshop. Pisses me off when I'm searching for something that's hard to find. I find a link to get a copy, but Netscape is blind. This can't Pi-Pi or something lame, which doesn't help me out. But 3 days later I get it and it removes all my doubt. Cops find out it's the second time, it's time I go to jail. Not only am I broke, no PC, no wares, and my plans have failed. Sitting in the summer gonna wear is me a great big thing tonight. I'll be here for the next 10 years, can I wear is a wife? One more date, one more app, one more cereal, one more crack. Where is the only thing for me? One more game, one more app, one more cereal, and one more crack. If someone give the crack for Duke 3D, so I don't need a CD.
Back with episode 3 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. This is C4.
Ox. Wolf.
Alright, and it's a little bit later today. We're doing this at 11 o'clock at night instead of we try to get it earlier in the evening. But somebody had to work. Butthook still made it here, and now he's tired and has to go to sleep. So.
Go in the car.
Wee. So, he might only be here for about a half an hour or so. That's just enough time, though, to get us down to the games. He's got some important sports games to talk about. But first, we got some news. I got the list of the platinum hits from the Xbox that came out, so we know what games are down to $20 now. They brought a ton of games down. I don't know if you guys cared about most of these games, but I really don't. The list they've got is Amped, Blood Wake, 007, Agent Under Fire, Project Gotham Racing, Max Payne, Star Wars Obi-Wan, Rally Sport Challenge, Silent Hill 2, Spy Hunter, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, and Reckless, and some other game I can't read what I wrote down.
Yeah, what system is this for?
This is Xbox games. They call them the Platinum Hits. They're only $20 now.
Really?
Yeah, they've been out for, I guess...
Now, is that 007 just like the Nintendo 64 one?
Like GoldenEye? No, nothing's been that good since GoldenEye.
So you can't do like four guys at one time?
Oh, I'm sure that's all on there. Yeah, I'm sure that's all on there.
Can you shoot them in the nuts and make them drop to their knees?
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably have all that in there, but from what I understand, the game itself isn't as good as the GoldenEye one. I keep reading reviews and stuff on them, you know, and they're just... Everybody says, well, it's not quite GoldenEye. Like, Nightfire. I've got that. That's the one.
Never heard of it.
No, you bought it for Christmas.
You bought it for me. You never heard of it.
That's why
I don't know. The graphics are amazing.
Oh.
What's going on in the car?
It's James Bond. What do you think it's
about? Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got all that multiplayer stuff to it, too. But I don't ever play with anybody, which is, you know, what a good thing about Ghost Recon would be, which I
you still haven't bought that game yet?
Up. No, I...
Dude, okay. Here we have Mr. Chinese, who does not play the game because he has carpal tunnel.
He broke his thumb or something.
Well, get it out of your ass. Anyway, you need to get the game from him because he's not going to play it. The hell with
it. Sold on eBay.
He sold it.
For how much? $8?
Probably. Plus $2 shipping.
Plus $2 shipping.
Something like that.
And $4 insurance.
$41.
Wow. Well, it's a pretty new game. It's still $50. We were just down in Reno just a couple of hours ago.
Dude, I went down to Reno the other day, right? I bought that, 2004 All-Star Baseball. I went to Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
They had it labeled for $39.99, so I grabbed it. Went up to the front counter, and the lady had to walk back there, take the tag off, put the $69.99 back on it.
$59?
Whatever.
$49?
Yeah, $49 probably, yeah.
Damn it, I got it for $10 too.
Nice.
Without the game.
The Platinum Hits are pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. None of these games I really want to play. I tried playing Rally Sport Challenge. I just couldn't, I don't know, it was all over the place. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 is not that good when you got 4. You know, when they keep talking about how great that is.
Dude, I have 4 and it's not that good. It's cool for 45 minutes to an hour, and then after the bong resin basically wears off and the beer goes away, it's boring. You jump around and you... it's cool because you can plant your face into the cement and you'll see blood splatter, but for the most part, it's boring, unless you're a skater.
Yeah, well, are you able to pull off all the million-point moves and whatnot?
Yep.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I sure had a lot of fun playing it. I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 forever and 1 on my Dreamcast.
I just can't get into the skating games. There's BMX, bike games. You know, it puts me right to sleep somehow.
You like to play Amp, though.
Amp? That's different snowboarding.
Yeah. Same idea, though.
Really?
Really? You're still sliding?
I don't like those buildings over, like, right in front of you. You know, it makes everything so crowded. Like, in the Amped, everything, like, so open. You got different course. You can just ride on the, right off the main course and get on a different, different one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. One thing, you know what I did like Amped, though, more than any other snowboarding game I've played yet? Amped, I thought, was the best one. So it's only $20 now. They've, you know, there's Blood Wake. I played a demo of that. Didn't really like it. I mean, it was fun for like 20 minutes.
The boat game, right?
Yeah. We rode around blowing the crap out of a bunch
of
like...
It looks cool, but...
Columbus and his crew, you know? Yeah. It's not that great. And they've got like crazy cannonballs and shit. Project Gotham Racing, that's pretty cool. You had that, right, Wolf?
Oh, I sold it. I traded it in.
Yeah, how was it?
I don't like a race game.
Yeah, well,
that's not
you need some kind of Mario Kart, something like that, like a kart racing game
that's
with a bunch of shit going on, you know? Hell yeah. Max Payne, everybody knows that's a, like, you know, supposed to be a great shooter type game, but I couldn't get into it because of perspective. I like the first person view when you're right up on the guy, not...
Oh, and it gives it to you from far away, kind of
like, behind the guy.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I don't want to stare some dude's ass.
I couldn't stand it either. I don't know. Silent Hill 2, that's supposed to be that creepy one, that survival horror, Resident Evil kind of game.
Oh, cool.
It's supposed to be some scary shit, though. It's supposed to be pretty good. Spy Hunter, I don't know. That looked like a racing game where you get to shoot
people
and you can't
see. That sounds
like
that game they came out with Nintendo where you drove around and you
had a car. That's exactly what it is. Spy Hunter.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
All 3D'd up, though. And I'm not sure what Reckless is. And whatever else I heard.
Oh, Reckless? That's it's kind of like a...
Crash Bandicoot. That's the other one. Some kind of Crash Bandicoot games. They're all lame. What?
Huh?
The other game is the one I couldn't read on my list.
The Reckless, that's basically like a Destruction Derby type game.
Like Twisted Metal for the PlayStation? Mm-hmm,
basically, yep.
But does it suck like Twisted Metal?
Don't know, I didn't play it.
Oh, okay.
The box didn't look that cool.
Huh, well, it might be worth checking out. And let's see, last week we were talking about Nintendo games. Remember they were giving away, I think they still are, I guess, a game with a Nintendo. You get to pick one game out of a couple here. Looks like you get to, if you buy the Nintendo GameCube, it's $150.
Oh, the Cube. Oh, I'm thinking to myself, who the hell's going to buy a Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, these days, hey, they go for like $50-$60 on eBay. Like,
what?
Yeah, they put new parts in them now. Time. It's crazy. I got one upstairs.
Collector's items.
Yeah. I wish I still had my old gun, though, not the yellow one. Or
put in the
orange one.
The gray one?
I used to have a gray gun, but then I got rid of it. Something happened, and I ended up getting an orange one somehow. But the Nintendo games are Metroid Prime, Star Fox Adventures, Resident Evil Zero, Mario Party 4.
How original.
Yeah, but you know what? They're great. You know
Mario
I mean?
Party 4, is that where you're running around beating the hell out of each other?
I think that's the one where they have all the different crap, like all the different games.
Oh, cool.
You know, yeah, it's a blast. You know, you get four people sitting around there, and they've got like 150 or 200 or whatever different like little games like what's that one? Fusion Frenzy for the Xbox. It's the same idea, but Fusion Frenzy kind of sucks. I don't know. Yeah, we played it for a while.
Yeah.
It was all right. It was pretty cool, but I couldn't play it for a long time. Mario Party's just cool, I think, because you know the characters already. You know, you want to play Bowser and rip open the princess, and you know, use Link and beat everybody's ass, or however it works.
Is Link the Mushroom Kid?
No, that's
Mushroom Guy.
What the hell is his name?
Link. Zelda.
Yeah, Link is the guy from Legend of Zelda, the little elf guy with the green suit on and the sword and the Triforce and the shield.
Oh, I didn't know he was in that game.
I think he is. Oh. I know he's in. Oh, maybe he's not. Maybe he's only in Super Smash Brothers Melee or something. It's like a fighting game kind of with like Mario characters.
Cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. I don't know though. I wouldn't play it when I've got stuff like
Street Fighter.
Yeah, Capcom versus SNK2, and it's probably better than Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance though.
Oh, that game is too slow.
It's friggin' weak.
Couldn't pick up the pace.
Yeah. Enough.
Just like as much as exciting. That's Street Fighter.
You have it?
No. I think I bought it for somebody.
Did you?
I don't know.
He's got it.
Mortal Kombat? You didn't buy shit.
He's got it somehow. We played it for like one day.
He bought it at BMX game.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Speaking of which, did you go pick up BMX XXX yet?
No, I'm not going to play that game.
Why not? You looked so happy when I showed it to you before.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't until I...
Or told you about it. I haven't actually seen it.
Well, it's that I don't hear a whole lot of good stuff about it.
Yeah, me neither.
The cool thing is that, you know, you can get some stripper video if you beat the whole game.
Whoopity-doo.
I can go to Reno and see a stripper.
Exactly.
You know, that's not a big deal.
Exactly.
No.
And the gameplay sucks. I mean, I don't know why they made that crap.
I'm not big on a bicycle. Give me something with an engine.
Yeah. But, just so you know that Mario Sunshine bundle, like if you get the GameCube and it comes with Mario Sunshine, you're not eligible for the free game. It's $160 for that game. And they didn't make Mario Sunshine one of the games available. Kind of like how Xbox did not make Halo a platinum hit, a game that should have been fucking $20 a long time ago.
Oh,
but they know they can fucking milk people for us for $50 still.
I'm not going to buy that game.
I know you're not, but I paid for it. I played it. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it was fun. I bet it's great with lots of people.
Yeah, that would be a good game because, you know, you got those little machines you can drive around and big-ass guns, but...
Yeah, the Warthogs are the shit.
Yeah, not a game I'll buy.
Yeah, well, it's fun. I'll tell you what. I liked playing it. I played it, you know... from start to finish in just a couple of days, and I played it by myself. I didn't...
Okay, here's one. You're on a place where you go into a building, right, and there's multiple levels. You got to jump down, but you can't get back up. How the hell do you beat that?
Rocket jump.
There's no rocket.
Yeah, there's a rocket in that game, but it doesn't work. Yeah, there is. There's, like, no rocket jump, though, like in Quake.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you just suck then, because I got through it somehow.
I couldn't do it. I got lost.
You got a flashlight you could turn on if you can't see the stairs.
I know. I couldn't.
It was a pretty cool game, but it's not all that. You know, I think, if I remember correctly, I usually don't, the Penny Arcade guys have like a Thursday night Halo night or something, and they have like fucking tons of people go to these things. It's almost like a LAN party with your damn Xboxes.
Wow.
Yeah, they talk about playing against like teams of people that are like third in the country and shit for fucking Halo.
Wow.
I'm not driving my TV around.
Your 42-inch TV? Damn.
Makes up for his male hormone size.
That's right, huh?
Let me measure it for you.
I don't want to measure it.
Did you guys see the N-Gage? Nokia's new cell phone. Yeah. You see that thing?
I think I saw on Fresh Gear.
Yeah, that's the. It's like a friggin' Game Boy, and it's your telephone.
Oh, seriously? No,
yeah, and they say that thing packs almost as much power as a PlayStation 1.
And who the hell's gonna carry that thing around for a phone?
Dude, probably everybody, because you can sit there and bust out some Tomb Raider or some shit on the bus while you're waiting for, you know, to get down to work. So
they're going back to being big again?
No. The phone's, like, just as small as everything else. It's probably, like, that big. It's just, I mean, it's pretty small. It's, like, it's smaller than a Game Boy, I'm sure. Way smaller than a Game Boy. Way smaller, actually.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. I mean, and I guess your games come on those little smart memory cards or whatever, those little digital media card things. Yeah, and I don't know. I think it sounds like a good idea. The screen is the problem. I don't know if, I guess you guys didn't see the screenshot. It's not horizontal, it's like vertical.
So it's longer than it's wider?
Exactly. It lends itself to like snowboarding games. You know, like where your guy's just standing up and you don't need
to see
a whole lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
or a race car game?
Yeah, something
or
like
golf?
That. Golf would be a lot of fun to play on your phone.
Or the world's biggest gangbang.
Yeah. Little porn videos and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you never know.
Hey, it'll happen. You know it will. All that kind of crazy shit comes out. I thought that was pretty neat. I can't wait to hear more from them.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. I mean, I guess right now though it runs really slow. I mean, they have Tomb Raider running on it. The first one, like on the PlayStation.
Whoa.
Yeah, it runs on the damn thing, but they said it's hell of slow.
Oh.
Right now.
Not enough processing power, probably.
It's almost got as much as the PlayStation 1, so I think once they probably dump some of the textures,
yeah.
Just shave off a little bit of overhead, a whole lot of sound. I wonder if that thing drains the shit out of your battery, though.
Probably.
It's got to, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's got to put some use on that thing. Hey, there's something I didn't think of until just now. Well, the Game Boy Advance is supposed to have, what, 10 hours? 10 hours with the new lithium battery, the new one, the Game Boy Advance SP.
10 hours. I think that's with the backlight on, though.
No. Yeah. It's 10 hours with the light
on,
18 with the light off. Yeah, 18 with the light off.
That's pretty fast.
That's a long time. It's the new Game Boy Advance SP. Oh, you weren't here last week. And you didn't listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
Nintendo's coming out with a new Game Boy Advance SP. It's just like, it's instead of being long like it, is more horizontal, it's more like the old style of Game Boy, it's vertical and it opens up so you can protect your screen and stuff. It's got a light on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It looks pretty cool. It's going to be $100. That's $30 more than the current Game Boy Advance, but it looks like it's going to be a lot cooler. It's got a little light inside of it, which is the big thing, because you might be able to see these games that you're playing.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah, that's huge. And they changed the battery. It's got a lithium-ion battery in it now, rather than, put your own AA's in. I didn't have a problem with that.
Well, me neither.
Yeah.
I only changed the battery like 3-4 times.
Yeah, we only played one game.
You
played Golden Sun, exactly.
What's that called? Contra?
You didn't play that very long.
I did, in the airport. Remember, I called you. Did you leave the airplane?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you played a couple hours there. Mine would last about 15 hours.
Wow.
So, you change the battery 3 or 4 times. That's a couple days with the games, but, I've changed mine all the time because I played a lot. Remember I had Zelda, the two Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons? Man, I played the shit out of those. Those were awesome.
Yeah,
I got paid to play Zelda. That was the best shit in the world. And another thing, you guys know Peter Moore, head of Sega of America?
Nope.
He's switching teams. They picked him up for I guess he left Sega of America and he's working for Microsoft now for,
Billy?
Yeah, working for Billy Boy. I can't remember what he does though. He's like marketing and retail sales or something.
What did he do?
Retail sales and advertising. He was like head of Sega in America.
Head of Sega, and now he's dropping down to a small guy?
Well, he can't walk in.
Makes as much as money over
there. Yeah, probably.
Micro.
Probably.
Soft.
Plus, he stands a better chance. I guess we've got a new Japanese CEO for Sega of America, which is in all kinds of trouble right now. I mean, financial problems. They're just merging with Sammy, and they're talking about, getting bought out by Microsoft or bought out by Electronic Arts, and both of those companies have a lot of money. Electronic Arts is the number one third-party game publisher out there because of all the stupid-ass Madden games, all these friggin' games they make every year.
Yeah, I think that's a smart move they did.
Yeah, probably. I don't know if he was forced out or what, though. But he was great while he was there, I thought. I don't know. He saw the Sega company through a lot, a little bit more about Soul Calibur 2. I guess it does the 480 progressive scan, and I wrote it down, so I guess I at some point I read that it does 720 progressive also on the Xbox. Wow. It won't do this crap on the PlayStation.
What's the 720 thing?
It's for a high definition.
Yeah.
Oh, so only if you have a high definition TV.
Well, you really benefit from that, yeah.
Well, what does it do?
It's like more pixels per the screen. Like, it's a really clear picture.
Twice as sharp.
Yeah, it's really sharp, too, especially being progressive.
And Soul Calibur, is that that...
the fighting game
with the weapons.
Another one of those fighting games. Okay.
Yeah, something else we can beat your ass at a couple times.
Skip.
That's for right.
It's got Dolby Digital, and there's over 200 weapons.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can spend a lot of time playing through the training modes and all that shit trying to earn all these weapons.
How many are make-believe?
I'm sure a good lot of them are, like, what's that chick's name? Lily? Her chain sword thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
What's her name?
Ivy?
Ivy, Ivy, yeah. She's got this badass chain sword. It's like a real regular sword, and then it gets real long, extends, and she uses it almost like a whip and can do shit with it. It's badass. But I'm sure most of them are, for the most part, pretty straightforward, like an axe or some shit, you know? I mean, there's 200 of them. I'm sure it gets pretty old after a while.
I don't know. It takes a long time to get them all, dude.
Yeah, which is cool, you know, replay value if you're playing through the shit out of it anyway. But currently, though, for the Xbox, you know, it's coming out for all three systems right now. It's coming out for the everything, GameCube,
definitely
Xbox, and PlayStation 2. Definitely getting the Xbox one, because you get to play Spawn. Who has Spawn, you know, Todd McFarlane Spawn?
Oh, the guy in the movie that came out?
You need to get out more. Yeah, it's a comic book.
Yeah, don't read comic books.
Damn. Oh. Well, currently, though, this is, right now, there's no plans for Xbox Live support.
What, for Spawn?
For Soul Calibur 2.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
There's no plans for Xbox Live currently. You know, that's not to say they won't do it, but right now they're saying, well, we don't have any plans right
now. It's going to be a lot harder, though. Think about the graphics compared to a Street Fighter.
Yeah, but you're not sending the graphics over the network. You're sending, you know, the packet. Your packet's pretty small when you're only sending your moves across. You know, your machine renders all the graphics and displays all that crap to the screen. You don't send it over to your, you know, whoever you're fighting. It shouldn't be that bad.
I don't know.
We'll find out. But I think now, after a game like Capcom vs. Street Fighter, or Capcom vs. SNK 2.
That one works perfect for me.
Yeah, it works perfect for me, too. But after a game like that, with live support, how can somebody go out and make a game without live support? You know what I mean? It's like,
why don't they just make all Xbox games live?
Well, they shouldn't make them all, but most of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Multiplayer-wise?
Yeah. You know,
some games just... single players, you know, there's no purpose.
Like Toe Jam and Earl 3, I couldn't see that being a very... Well, you know what, that might be pretty cool, but you couldn't keep an eye on your guy, on your buddy, you know, whoever you're playing with. That might be kind of cool, but it still wouldn't be that great.
True.
It wouldn't be like Street Fighter. You know, you guys would be wandering around some world somewhere. I don't know. But I really think they should consider putting live on there. Rumors about Counter-Strike for the Xbox going around.
Oh, that would be gay.
Now you're starting to sound like all those fucking guys that play Counter-Strike all day.
Well,
you're gay.
I don't like that idea.
Can't use, you know, Counter-Strike terminology for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you
do. Counter-Strike stuff.
You gotta talk like them, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, the thing of it is I don't like Counter-Strike.
Right.
Wolf doesn't like Counter-Strike.
Right.
Hunter doesn't like Counter-Strike.
Uh-huh.
You probably don't know what it is.
Never played it.
It's a lot like Ghost Recon.
No, a lot more like the Tactical Ops.
It's more like, I don't know. Well, no, Tactical Ops is a little over the top. You know, too much action. Like, you're not flying all around the level and doing all kinds of crazy shit, jumping off stuff. You know what I mean? If you're going to jump off that, think of Rapid Waters level. When you jump off that catwalk along the bridge, don't take any damage.
Right.
You know, but in reality, you'd probably fuck yourself up pretty bad. You know, like in a game like Counter-Strike, you would hurt yourself or Ghost Recon.
Dude, are you hitting the pipe? You're jumping 20 fucking feet onto a goddamn bridge. You're
probably farther than that, too.
I did that before.
Oh, I forgot. You're in the army.
Oh, that's right. You're the
man. Uh-huh.
Are you all you can be?
He's an army of one.
The one man army. But I don't know. It's going to be, I mean, that's a hugely, hugely popular game. I mean, as much as I can't stand it.
So if you're to jump off of something into water or whatever, that'll hurt you?
Well, not probably into water, but like onto the a bridge or some of the land that was, you know.
So it's Tactical Ops. You hurt yourself.
But you got to fall like 750 feet and be shot at and doing double backflips in the air to dodge the fucking bullets like Neo and shit. You know, in Counter-Strike, I mean, like, your guys even, like, walk, so, like, a full sprint run is nothing like Tactical Ops. You're charged, and you can go Rambo-style on them. That shit doesn't work in Counter-Strike.
Oh.
I mean, it's just, you really might like it. Like, talk about fucking realistic, you know. But it's not fun, and it was buggy as hell. And I was using the not the newest now, 1.6, I believe, is out. Or maybe the beta for 1.6 is out. 1.5 is what I played, and it fucking sucked still. And I tried 1.3 way back, well, not way back, but back a while ago, because just trying to figure out what it is about this game that everybody likes. What's it called? Total War or some shit? It's supposed to be a really... Oh, man, I can't remember what it's called now.
Shadow Total War?
No. It's a mod for Quake 3.
Wow.
It's like a Tethglobs type of thing, you know, Counter-Strike type of game. Wow. It's supposed to be really good. I've been hearing a lot of good things about it. I haven't checked it out, though. I don't know. I've been playing too much. All I've really played lately is Suikoden 3. I've almost beat it. I've got myself to the very end. I played for 14 hours yesterday, slept 3 hours today, got up, been up for 12 hours, and now we're doing the show.
What's this called?
Suikoden 3.
What kind of game is it?
Role-playing game.
Anyway, next.
Yeah. And Wolfhigger beat it a while ago. I don't know. Maybe we should talk about that a little bit since, you know, maybe, you know what? I haven't been able to find it. We saw one copy down there. We went to like 4 or 5 different places that would sell games.
Right.
And they had shelves of PlayStation 2 games. And Suikoden 3 is already... There was only one copy at one place we found. And I don't know if you guys have... you looked on eBay, right? You saw Suikoden 1 and 2?
Yeah.
They're fucking old PlayStation 1 games, and they're like $50 they want for them or more.
They go up to $70.
$70 for this friggin' game that they should just make more copies of so we can all play it. You know,
it's
and
just
you know what, though? I think they do it on purpose, though. Think about it, this game is pretty new. It hasn't been out for that long.
Yeah.
And it's already gone. I can't find it anywhere here.
So why don't they just make more copies of it?
I don't know. It's probably for that stupid-ass inflated prices on eBay. I don't know what that would do for them, but you can't find it. I've tried it a couple places to order online, and it's not in a lot of places online either anymore.
Wow.
The idea behind Suikoden 3, though, you know what? They've got a really good system, a way that you play. I think a lot of people will like it, but I didn't. That try... What do they call it? The Trinity Sight System?
Trinity.
And you get to pick one of 3 different guys right off the bat to play. You've got... Chris Lightfellow, she's a knight. They call her the White Maiden. She's a Zexan knight, you know, and I really like her story a lot. I really thought she was the best character in the game, I thought. And I usually don't like the knight characters, you know. I usually like the shady thieves and the ninjas or the mages and stuff.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Right.
I've never really cared for just, like, the regular, like, fighter class kind of guy, but, man, did they make her story awesome in this game. She's one of the heroes, and you know, it's your standard, you know, story. It's not groundbreaking. It's, you know, you've got, like, the barbarians, you know, they call the grasslands, you know, it's like... people that still believe in spirits and all that kind of shit, you know, versus, like, the more sophisticated, you know, the more, what are they, you know, like, they got castles and shit, and they call them Ironheads, and they build, like, it's just this struggle between the two different lifestyles, right? And one of the other guys you can play is this guy, Hugo, who is he's a younger guy, he's a barbarian, one of these grasslanders. He's one of the guys you get to play right off the bat, and this guy... what's his Ghetto? I swear his name is Ghetto. It's G-E-D-D-O-E. Ghetto. And he's a mercenary. He has a whole little mercenary group he goes out with and does all this crazy shit. It's really cool. You've got 3 different chapters per character to play, and there's a couple of hidden characters you get. You get this guy Thomas, who gets to own a castle. He kind of falls into running a castle, and he's got 2 chapters that are like total side quests for the game. They have nothing, you know, not a whole lot to do with the story. I mean, you know, it's still part of it. It's you know, it helps flesh out the story a little bit, you know, on why your castle is, you know, there. He gets this dilapidated castle and they got no money. It's really funny to see this guy scrambling around. He doesn't know what to do, and all of a sudden he's put in charge of a castle. And you get to add things to your little castle, which I didn't really care for. You find, like, recipes and shit, and you give them to, like, a cook that you have to recruit later on. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, you get, like, what else do you get? You get, like, a doghouse for the dogs. You get to recruit a dog. You get seeds for your farmer to plant crops for different shit. No, not those kind of seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do you get? You get old books to give to the librarian so you can read them, and scripts for the playwriter guy to watch plays and stupid crap. I don't know. I didn't really get into that whole little side story stuff, but the main quest I followed through, you know. I didn't really care for all that stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah, the game was okay, but combat system, I don't really like it.
It wasn't too bad.
I don't like the spell casting, though.
The spell, you know what would happen to
me? It takes way too long.
Yeah, it did take
a while.
So
all I did is bash through
most of the fighting,
strength,
huh? Just most of straight fighting. That's what I found I did too.
I don't really use spell at all, unless I'm fighting some real tough boss, you know.
Which there isn't even that many of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, didn't it seem like you just kind of walked right through the game?
Skiffrin was the most of RPGs.
It really was. The way the combat system is set up, too, you've got three groups of two. And it almost seemed like it was just totally ineffective to have more than one spellcaster in your group. But if you had two guys in your group, and you put them each in the same group, right? Like, if you had two guys out of your six that were spellcasters, and you put both of them in the same group, because you get, like, three different groups of two each, you can only cast one spell, and the other guy would just kind of, like, stand there.
Well, that's useless.
Yeah, it was really fucking stupid. So you would end up putting some kind of fighter guy who would at least run out and attack, you know. Like your mage would walk up and hit him still, but she'd miss most of the time because they suck. Your mage, your spellcaster.
Oh, gotcha.
And, I don't know, so you'd have to put them into two separate groups. But then, you could only pick, like, okay, so you'd have your main group, say, your first group fighting, them two guys. Then you have the second and third groups, both have one fighter and one mage, spellcaster type guy each. But then you'd have them cast, and the other guys would either stand there and, like, kind of guard for them or go walk up and attack, and they wouldn't do, you know, you couldn't make them do something cool.
See, the reason they set up as three group is sometimes, you know, you get two characters in the same order, in the same group, they do a special attack called a combo attack, and that's way more damage than a single attack. And
not all of them do way more damage, though. You get them two mages, Estella and Rhodey or Rony or whatever
their name is. They're wimpy anyway.
They were burly. They were the best spell catchers you can get, but they're like, their combo attacks sucked. It was stupid, so you wouldn't want to put them in the same group. You got that Pale Gate spell, which is pretty awesome, though. Oh, you know, but it takes forever to cast.
Oh, so this Hugo kid went from Grassland to the... What's a castle?
Brass Castle, or the Zexen, Vinedale Zexe? You want to get... They were trying to sign a peace treaty so they wouldn't fight. You've got, like, the Lizard Clan guy. You've got all these different Grassland clans. You got the Duck Clan, like this... clan of duck type Gosh. People that weren't, yeah, it was pretty cool. And there's Alma Kanan and all this weird stuff. It was pretty cool. I mean, it seemed neat. They had a lot of diversity. It was, you know, that was great. The story, the graphics weren't that great, but that's fine. You know, the story was pretty good. It wasn't anything epic, though. It wasn't the greatest story I'd ever heard.
I remember Suikoden 1, that'd been a long time, I mean, like, ages ago. That game's a lot better than this.
Was it better than this one?
I think so. Same fighting system. A little bit different, slightly different fighting system, though.
Did you have 110 guys or 108 guys?
You have a recruit 108 people.
See, that's pretty cool. I mean, you have a huge group of guys that you can pick, you know, from and make whatever kind of team you want out of them, which is really cool. I mean, that's a lot of guys. It's not like most role-playing games where you get your five guys and that's all you ever get.
So what, you got 108 dudes to choose?
Yeah.
You have to recruit them,
six guys?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So there's 108 different guys, and you pick six different guys out of those.
Yeah, and towards the end of the game, though, you end up having to use, like, 20 guys, really, it seems. Like, you end up having a couple different groups.
Oh, so if you recruit them all, you get a special ending.
Yeah, if you recruit more than 104 guys, you also get, like, an extra chapter at the end. You get to, like, unlock some secret guy or something you can play, like, which, of course, I screwed up and didn't do. I'm just a couple short, and I went too far to the end, and now I can't go back and go recruit anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I'm screwed now. I'm stuck having to beat the game and just deal with the regular stuff, which is fine. I mean,
just stick with the main story, that's it.
Yeah, I didn't really care, though. I just kind of wanted to blow through and just get it over with, mainly because we've got Xenosaga to play still, which we didn't at all play this week, which my entire goal for the week was to play that game, but I had to get Suikoden out of the way, and it didn't happen.
Sorry, I just got my Final Fantasy VI in the mail.
Final Fantasy Anthology, and he's been playing six ever since he got it.
Yeah, well, just too addicting again.
It is. It's
That's the best Final Fantasy out
there. I swear to God, it's the best. You know what, we mention that every show.
I know.
Somehow, Final Fantasy VI has been brought up in every show.
That's alright, though. People know.
Yeah.
Which one's the best?
I'm gonna be nice. Things are not bad at all. Mean about it. Sports games. This week, basically, I've been playing ASB 2004, All Star Baseball 2004. It's basically the newest one. They do have live capability as far as roster updates, and they basically just refaced the whole thing. I mean, if you played 2001 or 2. Or three, then you already know it's a really good game as far as stats goes and in depth, but 2004 takes it beyond that level, and they go so much more deep when it comes to creating a team and starting from the beginning. And with the other games, all of, you know, the previous years of making the game, if you were to build a team and start from scratch, you'd only go about 10, 10 different seasons. With this one here, you can go 30 different seasons, which is going to give, you know, if you make your own players, it'll give them a chance to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And another thing they have is you've got 31 regular baseball fields and 30 extra fields that you can unlock and use them for your expansion teams or whatever. But they really went in-depth as far as players, and they brought up players from the Negro Leagues and the Hall of Fame and the future. It's just unbelievable. They put a brand-new soundtrack in it where they've got Smash Mouth and a bunch of other really good bands in there. And it by far has got to be probably the best baseball game out there. But I do have a question. Is when you were talking about these third-party game makers, like you've got 989, who's big for Sony.
That's because that is Sony.
That is Sony.
Oh, that is Sony.
Yeah, that's Sony's game, sports game thing.
Okay, because,
yeah.
I mean, damn, those games look so real, and they seem like they spend so much time in the commentators.
This?
989?
No, who makes this All-Star Baseball?
Oh, Acclaim Sports.
Oh. Acclaim? Wow.
Yeah.
Surprise.
God damn, there's way too many fucking
Acclaim Sports.
People making sports
but
games.
The 989 looks so cool because they've got, you know, the Game Day baseball, or Nets football, but they've got MLB.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got the 989, and it just looks like they spend so much time on their commentary, and that's one thing 2004 did, is they spent more time on their commentary so you don't hear the same story over again.
He threw that one up like a turkey!
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, you hear different stuff, and yeah. The guys actually start to fight a little bit on this one. You know,
that's cool.
They actually cap each other, and I was listening to it one night because, you know, I was hitting the pipe, and I didn't want to play, so, you know, if you don't pitch or you...
They start talking, yeah.
Yeah, they basically go right into a story, and they talk about stuff that is actually, you know, not always related to the sports. Sometimes
that's
it's
cool.
Like, where the hell did that come from? Dude, nobody wants to know what you ate last night for dinner. And nobody wants
cool.
to know what it looked like when it came up this morning. But they talk about stuff that's just way off the subject of sports, which is cool because it gives you that real life feel.
Yeah, yeah, it feels like you're watching TV. And
exactly.
You know what? There was a point, I don't really follow the sports games, but where I went from playing Madden 96 on my Super Nintendo to what looked like watching ESPN. When I started playing, what was the one that we got? NFL 2K1.
Was it on PlayStation?
No, it was on the Dreamcast, and it was made by Sega Sports.
So it flipped to a guy sitting behind a desk talking shit?
Well, wait, did that have that on there?
Yeah, it did some.
Some, maybe. But like even when you're playing it, I mean, I thought I was looking at the TV.
Really?
The first time we saw
it. Oh, yeah, remember we were over at work?
No, we were down at Electronics Boutique the very first time. When the Dreamcast was pretty much brand new, and NFL 2K was the game, right? We went down to Electronics Boutique, and this is when the Dreamcast was new. They had it on display there, and they had this sports game. And I go, hey, and this is, like, not football season and shit, you know? Like, and I don't know, because I don't really follow. I don't follow at all any sports. I don't care. and I walk in, and just for some off, you know, reason, I just said, hey, the game's on. And I really, honest to God, thought it was the TV. We were kind of far away, and it's a little 13-inch TV. When you can't notice all the details. We got up close, and I got pretty close before I went, holy shit, this is a game.
Damn.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they can do with graphics. But, yeah.
And I'm sure it has all that same crap where you can, like, make your own team and
yeah,
all that
All-Star
stuff.
Baseball, yeah, it's expanded is what I was talking about. Is you can make your own guy, you can make your own team, and it's so much more real because, like, I started a season, and I built a couple guys, and they didn't do shit their first year. Rookie year. Not many rookies do a whole lot their first year. They're too goddamn afraid of their shadow. Second year, they're hitting 30, 40, 50 home runs.
Damn.
And then sixth, seven, you know, they just keep doing that good, but their first year is so real that, as a rookie, they're not flourishing so fast.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, they'll hit 6-7 home runs out of the year. Which,
Mark McGuire is right out of the game,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, they're not a Barry Bonds breaking the record first, you know, 15 games into the season. So that's a good game. If you get a chance, go out and get that game, because if you like sports and you like in-depth detail, that's the way to go. And they've got the
no bats lighting up on fire and...
No bat, but you will break a few bats.
That's pretty
and,
cool.
And I beamed a guy, and he actually charged the mound. And that was cool. Yeah, he charged the mound on me,
nice.
And then it, you know, another screen comes up and says he's been ejected. But that was cool. Oh, and I hit a guy in the head, and he did a bit of a stagger and then a nosedive right before he even got. He was batting righty, so you know I hit him in the head. He steps over the plate, and then about a half a step, just face first into the dirt.
Whoa, that's funny as hell.
So that was kind of neat and a bit of a refreshing feel. And
Is there anything... Okay, what was the last baseball game you played before that?
Last baseball game I played before that was All-Star Baseball 2003.
Oh, okay. Now, that's good. And before that?
2002.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Aren't you getting a little tired of just the little minor things? Like, they add the charge in the mound 1 year. Then the next year they add the guy that you can knock him in the head and he falls over. You know what I mean? Like, they don't add too much.
With 2004, they changed 80 different things. They added 80 different things. So,
like what, the color of the grass, or like?
Nope. They've added 30 extra fields. Mm-hmm. They've added, the Negro League, the Hall of Fame players, and future players.
Oh, they didn't, none of that was there before then.
None of that was there.
Oh, okay.
They had the Cooperstown team.
Uh-huh.
Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. A few of those guys. Yeah. But when they unlocked the Negro League, and that's just a whole lot of players, unless you're a huge Sport of the Fan, you don't know.
Sport of the Fan? Fan of the sport?
I got Reggie two words Jackson for you. In there? It's like, Reggie Jackson, well, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, so of course he's gonna
be in that, yeah.
One thing they changed is, you know how when you go to a real ball game, or if you even watch it, when the batter comes up at a home game, there's usually some kind of song going with it.
Yeah, totally.
This game, you can add songs. They've got Hip Hop Hooray from Naughty by Nature. Yeah. They've got Jump Around by House of Pain.
Probably rip your own songs to the Xbox hard drive and pick out. If you look at it, I bet you can. You can do that with a lot of the games.
You're going to have to show me how to do that then.
Yeah, just stick an audio CD in there. It's pretty straightforward.
That was his hand. So that was another thing that they changed, and that was really cool. And they've got, when you build the player, in the past they only had like 6 or 7 different faces. You know, different colors of skin, basically. Yeah. 547 different faces.
Holy crap.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's a couple of people that are Chinese, Korean, Filipino,
they black. They cover all the bases, right?
Exactly. Goatees, no goatees, bald, afros.
Yeah.
They cover just about anything and everything you can think of. They cover everything from the minors as far as high ball and low A. You know, you've got double A, triple A.
Yeah.
And they cover that. And you can follow those players. And in the previous games, you couldn't do that.
You know what they need? Spectator mode.
They do on the game,
dude. I mean, to where that you can sit there in the
in the stands.
Now that'd have be somebody cool. Bring you a hot dog every so often. You know, maybe some more beer. And you could like throw them on the field and stuff. That would be so fun. I mean, like if you had nothing to do on a Saturday,
dude, they could probably do that if it was the computer.
They could probably do it on Xbox. It wouldn't be too hard. Just swing the camera around over there and just let the computer play a game while you watch.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool. I mean, like if you really had nothing to do, you know,
it'd be a cool feature.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't take them too much to add it either. I mean. It'd just be neat to sit there and, I don't know, maybe place bets.
And you could pick
something.
Your seat anywhere in the whole stadium.
Yeah.
Now, that would be cool.
See, yeah, because you could do that. It would be nothing for them to add where the camera goes. That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
As much as I still wouldn't buy it because it's a sports game and I never would play by myself anyway.
Maybe some we're standing and staring at while you're inside the video game shop.
That's true. You know. Check this out, you know.
Exactly. I wouldn't buy it, but it's cool.
Yeah. What else did you get?
The other game I've been playing is 2003 NBA Live, which is the new basketball app. It's weird because baseball is 2004, but the newest basketball is 2003. Uh-huh. It's kind of like the NBA Fever, but once again, 10, 15 times better. The graphics are better. The fact that you can build your own players, build your own team for the most part.
And I assume they have all the leagues and special shit, like the Harlem Globetrotters and shit.
No, it's just regular basketball. You know, they've got their NBA, their elite team, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very big on basketball, so I don't know all the different,
You only got 2 conferences.
Brackets, conferences and all that.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked into any of the, I don't know what, I guess they'd call them street ball games? That they've got
street
like,
hoop,
right, where you're on the streets.
Hoops and all that weird shit. There's a couple of them now. Where
Sony made one pretty big, and,
It looks pretty fun. I mean, like, it looks almost more arcadey, which is why I think
most of the
like
time
it.
They're made by Midway.
Yeah, like hits and blitz and all
a
that
couple
shit.
Weeks ago, remember when I was bitching about how Midway, the best thing about the game is you gotta sit there and try to figure out all these stupid-ass
codes and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? Make there be a little thing where it says codes, and you can go in and input all your codes instead of trying to punch them on a goddamn pad as best you can before the game starts.
Yeah.
You know? And, Midway. Show you the back of my hand if I ever get close enough. Basically, yep. I'll give you some mushroom marks. So those are the two... I
remember you. What was that game you were into a lot? Live NBA. Was that NBA Live? Remember the one they had at the arcade?
NBA Jam.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that one's fun because you know you could be Clinton, You know what, though? They should have totally went really, really far with that game as far as Clinton, and they should have had a Monica, and every time they win, she should, like, drop to her knees and have a cigar in her mouth.
Yeah, that would have been
right?
So funny.
Right? And maybe right when she drops to her knees, maybe Bill's standing in front of her, but she just puts the cigar in her mouth, and maybe he's standing close enough to where it almost looks like his manhood.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been pretty funny.
There would be a lot of pissed off parents, but I'd buy that game.
Yeah, that would have been pretty funny. That would have been pretty good. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, I remember you being really into that, and that was more of the arcade style game.
Right.
And now you're, you know, then on the other hand, we talk about the more simulation style games, though, which, I mean, you like one better than the other, or does it not matter for you, or?
Basketball, I could care less, as long as I get to build a guy at 6'11" or 7'11" at 300 pounds, and he can dunk it by standing on his tippy toes, I'm happy with it. And still be able to sink the three like it's, you know, John Starks.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah. I hate that guy.
It's because he's short like you, but it's all right. And he's not Chinese.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. All right, well, did you want to take off after that? Or?
I think I'll go. Yep, because I'm tired.
You're tired. All right, Hooks is leaving us.
I'll see you guys later. I'm going to listen to this, I swear.
That means we can talk all this shit about sports games while he's gone.
That's correct. Don't tell him.
All right.
All right, get out of here and dump up the table while you're on your way out.
Right, right. He's gonna hit it.
Yep.
All right. Peace outside.
Peace outside.
First time I saw her, sitting on a log, beating my meat with an old bullfrog. Gonna tie my peck around a tree, gonna tie my pick around a tree. Second time I saw her, sitting on a bitch, beating my meat with a monkey wrench. Gonna tie my peck around a tree. Gonna tie my peck around a tree. See ya.
God.
Yeah.
Later.
I gave that to you on discount.
All right. On to what we just watched a video from GameSpot. I guess it was GameSpot that I got that video from. I can't find the link now though, and I tried to send it to you, but for Final Fantasy XI.
They're gonna charge me for it.
Yeah, they want to charge for a subscription to GameSpot.
$20 a year.
That's not so bad, though.
That's bad. It's not worse.
Dude, for a year to watch videos of all the games that you could play?
Big deal.
That's pretty cool. I don't know. I like it because I need material, so. Oh. You know, and I like learning about the games. I want to know what's up, and I want to see the shit. Like Final Fantasy XI, we just watched the coolest video. It's like 9 minutes long, and it's got, you know, a game that we were sure was going to kind of suck, and that we really didn't want to buy or even consider. And after watching this video, I'm at least considering it, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it. The only downfall is if you want to get that game for the PlayStation 2, you're looking at the network adapter's $40, and you're looking at a hard drive, which we don't know how much that's going to be over here yet. No, they wouldn't make it $150. It'd be more than the PlayStation when they drop the price again here.
Oh, yeah.
They won't make it that much. It'll probably be pretty cheap. You know, they'll probably have to take a hit. You know, they'll lose a little money on the hardware.
USB 1 hard drive?
Oh, yeah, but I wonder if you can you do that? Hook up a hard drive to your PlayStation, a USB drive?
That's the only way they can do it.
No, they've got an internal slot for the hard drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you never look in the
back. I
thought
they got a USB port, that's how I saw it.
They have those, but those power the fans on our controllers.
Oh, shit.
Which it only has... Alright. Anyway, the game looks really good. I mean, the graphics were astounding. It looks like it's at least Final Fantasy X style graphics. But I thought they were a little bit better than that. I thought they looked a little bit better. I don't know about a lot, but they looked a little better than Final Fantasy X's graphics. In this video, it had, you know, it showed a lot of the character creation and not too much of the actual game. It showed some from the, I guess, an intro movie. I mean, of course, that was outstanding. Their you know, rendered clips are always awesome, you know. But there's this simple fact that it comes back down to that you're out in some world where there's probably not too much to do. Other than fight things and, you know, team up with people, if you don't have voice communication, that's gonna kind of suck. Trying to type back and forth to people on your PlayStation. Luckily, it's also coming out for the PC, which is probably what I'll get it for.
Yeah, PC, I got it. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
But hopefully, they don't make like EverQuest or Dark Age of Camelot, you know.
Well,
just endless fighting. That's boring.
It is boring, and that's primarily...
Hopefully, they have a quest for everything.
I'm sure they've got a lot of quests in there. I mean, even Dark Age of Camelot has quite a few quests.
I mean,
quests.
Like, real story for the game. Like, every single other Final Fantasy games got awesome stories.
Yeah, but this you can't beat. There's no end to it. You know, I mean, you're not going to pay to play a game online to just beat it. That's just
stupid. What's the point?
The point is to have a high-level character out there and to collect some cool items and be known in the world. And I don't know.
I don't
a lot
know
of people...
About
Well, EverQuest is a huge game based on that, so we know it works. But I guess it's not selling, Final Fantasy XI is not selling so great in Japan right now, but that's to be expected when it's a new thing. I mean, look at EverQuest Adventures Online, or whatever, Online Adventures, the one for the PlayStation. That's not very good at all.
So
I mean,
if they want to play online, should they have a storyline and add to it once
Oh, I'm sure it's got, oh, but you know what, I bet they will. As this little video was telling us, you know, the whole game runs off the hard drive. It does not run off the disc. They said it installs the hard drive of your PlayStation and plays off of
that.
Right,
right. Takes hours to install it?
Yeah, he said, well, he didn't say, no, not to install. That was to get yourself into the game. Yeah, like, so you probably have to install quite a bit, fight with the servers, get your, you know, connection and all that crap set up, then download a huge patch, I'm sure. But that's, I mean, I'm, oh boy, do I not know where to stand on this patch stuff. I don't like the idea of patching console games at all.
No.
But for a game like that, you're almost required to. Especially if you want to keep the game going with new quests and a bunch of new crap. They'll probably release an expansion pack, Final Fantasy XI-2.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I mean, the graphics were amazing. The character creation looked pretty cool. There wasn't, you know, 570 different faces, but there was quite a bit of different, you know, things you could make. I mean,
elf, human,
those big orb, brutal guys, those little doll-like things. Yeah, it was, I mean, there was a lot of stuff. It looks pretty cool. I can't wait to see more about it as we get closer to a U.S. release date here.
Supposed to be like soon.
Earlier. It should be. Yeah, it should be.
Earlier 2003. So
yeah, it will be.
3 months into it.
Yeah, it'll be pretty soon. I hope. I want to see this game. I got to start seeing some more videos.
Yeah, see, like, check out. You know, for 2 months, if I don't cancel my account.
Yeah, they might even give you the first month for free. Speaking of patching console games, Unreal Championship was patched. I wanted to talk about this last week, and we got sidetracked. They released a patch for Unreal Championship for Xbox Live.
Wow.
Mandatory patch. That is pretty lame. I mean, we really don't want to see patched games on our friggin' consoles, you know? I mean, that's honest to God, that's part of the reason I own a console. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so I can...
precise, you know, you've come out of a console game.
Well, it usually works good for single-player games, but with Live, you know, that introduces a whole new world the consoles are pretty new at, you know?
Yeah.
And especially a game like Unreal Championship, where you've got people that are going to do anything they can to cheat somehow, you know, to get a higher score and win. And apparently there's some kind of cheating in this. I don't know what they've actually got figured out on Unreal Championship now. It's probably not too bad. I mean, I'm sure it's nothing like they're not flying across the screen or nothing, you know, and invincible and all that. I'm sure it's something stupid.
What?
Like, there's some kind of an exploit with the tag rifle. That this patch fixes that. They added the ability to turn off anti-aliasing because it runs too slow.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's pretty lame that the game ran that slow in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We don't want to play Unreal Championship, you know, or any kind of first-person shooter at, you know, single-digit frames per second, you know? I mean, it's got to be smooth. It's got to be the 200 frames I get out of Tactical Ops, you know?
True.
It's got to be real smooth.
True.
What else did they do? Oh, they added some better team balance and fixed map boundaries. I guess there must have been a problem with that. I don't know if people were just running off in the distance or what. And it also, now this is actually pretty cool. They added 4 maps.
Oh,
so you know,
4 maps?
Yeah, but it's 4 maps you didn't have before.
That's true.
You know, and I mean, that's not too bad. I think that's pretty cool. At least they gave you another reason, at least. You know what I mean? At least, hey, we're doing something for you, not to fix it because we screwed up or didn't think about that or whatever.
Right.
So, all you Unreal Championship players out there have a patch to download to look forward to. I'm sure you all have it already. And NEC is getting back into the console market. Remember the TurboGrafx-16?
Yeah.
They're not going to make a console, but they're making games. They're going to pull up all these old licenses, and I personally can't wait for another Bonk's Adventure. Bonk's Adventure was the shit, and they had some great games for that thing. That thing was like the anime lover's dream. All the role-playing games they had on the TurboGrafx-16,
yeah,
the Turbo Duo. It was awesome. And Dragon's... What was that one game? Dragon's Lair? Dragon Slayer was a great role-playing game.
Another D&D game, Order from Grip.
That game sucked.
No, I loved it.
Well, yeah, we played it, but it was pretty friggin' weak compared to Dragon Slayer.
But that one or any like real was a real D&D rules.
Yeah, so. Yeah, well, that was awesome. Yeah, that's just like the games from Interplay and BioWare.
Now you can't find those second generation rules anymore.
Yeah, we've got that stupid D&D third edition stuff.
I had enough.
Dungeon Explorer.
Well, I don't remember.
Dungeon Explorer, dude, it was almost like, it was like Gauntlet, but fat. It was like Gauntlet, but awesome. You had, like, stats for your guy and everything, and don't you remember you could play it two-player? Or no, you could play it four or five player.
You got stats for guys, too.
You didn't have it in the first Gauntlet.
Oh, well. I never played first Gauntlet.
Oh, well. Just the new Gauntlets, we got stats for the guys now.
Oh.
And the graphics of this were great. Oh, and they had that Moto Racer or something. The race car game. God, that was cool. So I really hope to see some really cool stuff from NEC. I guess they're bringing it to all three consoles, too. So we're going. I doubt that we're going to see every single game, you know, for every single platform. They'll probably keep, you know, like the Bonks games on one. They'll probably have the Dungeon Explorers on another, and some kind of garbage like that. But you know, they have their own intellectual property, you know. And I mean, some of those guys were great. I really miss that thing. Let's see, what else we've got. We've got the ATI 9800 Pro. Looks like it's going to be $400, 128 megs of RAM. And I guess they're releasing a 9800 Pro with 256 megs of DDR2.
Jesus Christ, why do you need so many memory for your video card for?
You know that's going to be a $500 or $600 card.
At least.
Yeah, and you know it's going to spank the GeForce FX.
Of course, that would be behind
it. It already does. Yeah, the 9700 Pro is right up there with it. And that's only $300 now, and you know that'll be on sale real soon.
Oh, yeah.
So the... I think it's the 5200 and the 5600 GeForce FX is like the budget line. I guess those are out to the review websites right now. I'm sure you can go to hardocp.com, and I'm sure tomshardware.com has got it, some review boards. I'm sure there's a whole host of them that have them. And I don't even see a point to those cards. I mean, yeah, that's where their money is for them. So I see the company's point, right?
I see their point.
I see their point making money, but what about the enthusiast, you know? I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, we want our games, you know, the regular consumers are the guys that will be buying the MX versions, the 5200s and all that garbage. You know, what about the hardcore guys? You know, I mean, the guys that are no problem dropping half of a grand for a video card just to see their game run a little bit smoother, you know?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is...
frame per se.
NVIDIA's not getting... No, it's way more than that. Think about an MX...
Yeah.
Think about a GeForce 4 MX versus a GeForce 4 Ti, even a 4200. Spanks the shit out of it. Remember that crappy MX 440 we had over here that one time for like...
Oh, my GeForce 3 spanked the shit out of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, the thing was a piece of crap. I mean, the MX are the budget cards, and that's what the money is for them. They sell a lot of that garbage. You know, that's fine. They've got to do that. But come on, give us our, you know, our power chip. And I'm kind of afraid, because the more I look at it, ATI is the place to go right now. They've got, and as far as Linux support goes, I have to say that NVIDIA's drivers just work. And I think that's fantastic. I mean, it's perfect. I never have a problem. Everything runs just great with NVIDIA's drivers. ATI, I guess it's got some pretty good support now, and I haven't looked into them. Of course, I don't have any ATI cards. I guess they support the Linux community quite a bit more, though. I think the drivers, part of them are open source or something, partially at least.
Wow. Oh, here we go again.
No excitement in your voice tonight, huh?
Just tired. We've been up too long.
Tell me about it.
I would just watch a movie. It's a real good movie. I mean, I like it's a Chinese movie, and as they're putting the nominees for Oscars.
Hero. How did I guess?
Should we talk about that first?
No, I just saw it at your house or on eBay or something.
Okay. Yeah, that movie's So they're going to put in nominees for Oscars, but I say if that movie came out before Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, it would have won lots of awards. But right now, you know, from American audience point of view is, you know, all the Chinese are more like kung fu fighting, but that's a storyline. I mean, I really like this one, Hero one, real good, a lot.
What's the story of Hero?
Okay, it's a story. It's, there's a first emperor of China, conquered China, you know, before got so many little countries, and they conquered. But other countries sent out assassins, trying to assassinate him.
That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And is it in Chinese?
Yeah, it is. Oh. But it's supposed to come out in English version, though. Check this out, though. One guy, okay, his name is, he doesn't have a name in the movie. And his mission is assassinate Empire, right?
Uh-huh.
But Empire, he's a real, whatchamacallit, cautious. He's real cautious, right? So he don't meet people normally. So he got those fugitives out there. If anyone could catch or kill those fugitives, he will have a dinner with them in a certain distance. And uh-huh. this guy, this assassin, he learned a technique called he can kill you in the 10 paces.
Whoa.
So he need to get inside the 10 paces to the Empire. So he sacrificed those fugitives all together, right? He sacrificed all three of their lives so he can get in the 10 paces with the Empire. But it's a real good story. So I have to say the whole story if I say it.
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty good. You'll have to hook me up with a DVD.
Yeah.
So I can watch that shit.
I mean, the way they film the movie, so like three different stories, right? First story is...
Oh, God, it's like Suikoden.
No. It's from only between two guys,
uh-huh.
Empire and the Assassin. First story is Assassin's lie, tell the Empire.
Uh-huh.
His lies. You know, like, how I killed this guy, right?
Yeah.
That's his lies. The second one, the Empire is smart, he guessed. He said, no, I think you're lying, right? And he tell his version of the story. here's how I think this happened.
Yeah, yeah.
His logic. The third one is assassin, tell him the truth.
Oh, okay, so okay, that's pretty cool.
So the way they did it, it's pretty awesome.
Dude, when I go drop you off, I'm picking that up and taking that back.
Oh, okay, I got the radio version. No subtitle.
There's no subtitles?
No. Chinese subtitle.
Ugh.
Kind of suck. So you have to wait. Sorry.
That's weak. What the hell am I supposed to do now?
Just wait. Well, that's a good story, though, man.
And all I had to watch this week was Fear.com.
Oh.
Gotta be the lamest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life. I don't even want to talk about it. It sucked. This chick at work told me to rent this piece of shit, telling me how great it is. It was all I could do to not fall asleep in the middle of this movie. It was so friggin' weak. And
I bet she had a pipe before she told you that.
Yeah, probably. Something was wrong. Smoking too much of that crack. Counting these rocks, bitch! Well, that's it, I guess. That's the end of the show for tonight. So, we'll be back next week.
Awaken, my child, and embrace the glory that is your birthright. Know that I am the Overmind, the eternal will of the Swarm, and that you have been created to serve me.